The program for Monday, fellas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to greet you on this Monday morning. Last week we spent some time talking about Bible questions that we had received. We still have a few more of those that we haven't answered, and we want to spend a little bit of time with those this week. And that'll finish this unless we receive more questions involving the Bible. So let's get right into the first question this week about the Bible. What is an apostle, and do we have apostles in the church today? Well, I'd like to say right off, I think that's a good question. And to properly understand the answer to this question is to be well on the road of understanding the Bible. If we misunderstand who apostles are, we're going to end up in the wrong direction about understanding the word of truth. So let's look into that question. What is an apostle, and do we have apostles in the church today? First, I'd like to say that this word an apostle has a general meaning, and then it has more of a technical New Testament meaning. Of course, the word apostle, as it comes directly from the Greek language, it simply means one sent forth or one sent on a special mission. We can see that word used in connection with our Lord Jesus. In Hebrews 3, verse 1, he is called that great apostle and high priest of our profession. He was sent from heaven to earth to be our Savior on this special mission. So he is an apostle in the basic meaning of that word. But we see the word apostle also has somewhat of a technical meaning or use in the New Testament scriptures. Let's read a verse to get our thoughts going in that direction. In Luke chapter 6, verse 13, these words are spoken about our Lord, and let's read those now. He says, "And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles." The Lord had many disciples, even hundreds of disciples. Yet out of all of those, he chose some to be apostles. And of course, we find elsewhere that there were 12 apostles. He chose them for a special sending out, a special mission. One thing that the Lord said to them in the 15th chapter of John, verse 17, as he spoke to the apostles, "And ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." So the apostles were to be witnesses. We can see here, he says, they have been with him from the beginning. And the apostle Peter, in the first chapter of Acts, realizing that Judas was no longer with him, or with them, and that the plan of Christ called for 12, and by the directing of Christ, no doubt, Peter says this in Acts 2, beginning with verse 21 and then 22. He says, "Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection." So the apostles were witnesses. They were men who had accompanied Jesus, and they were set aside to be his apostles. And he says one must take the place of Judas so that they might have the round number of 12, as the Lord planned that there be 12 apostles. And thus we find in Acts 4, verse 33, it says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." So the apostles were witnesses of the resurrected Christ. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 1, we read what Paul said, "Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord?" So Paul says, "Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus Christ the Lord?" In Acts 26, verse 16, the Lord said to Paul that he had appeared to him to be a minister and a witness of those things that he had seen. And he says, "I have seen Jesus Christ the Lord. I am an apostle." And thus, in 1 Corinthians 15, although Paul came along belatedly, he had this to say about the 12 and himself, verse 7 and 9. "And after that he was seen of James, and then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time, for I am the least of the apostles." So the apostles were the official eyewitnesses of Jesus Christ in getting the church going and bearing witness to the truth that they had seen, that he was indeed the Son of God and that he had been raised from the dead, and they were sent out into the world to preach this and to get the church going. There's much more to be said about this, and we'll answer this question more fully tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.